Dr. Dave. He's not a real doctor, but he likes to play one on the radio. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
Talking about the end of the year sales figures for the various companies at the top of the list, Lenovo number one, HP and then Dell, and then down the road with Acer and Asus. Some interesting developments. Lenovo increased their sales percentage 9%. Interesting in that HP dropped almost that same amount, 8.5% in that last quarter. Dell, which is good news obviously for them, had sales grow nearly 6%, while Acer plunged more than 20%. And it's interesting because if you look, and we'll talk about the next company, which I think is one of the most important in the story. But it's interesting because what I do is I don't necessarily watch the sales figures. What I do is I watch the products. I see what the products are. I see what the products are like. I see what makes it out on retail shelves. You know, one of the things that people ask me, what brand should I buy? What's the best brand? Well, the reality is probably not one single best brand. Every brand makes really good models and really lousy models. But not all of them make it out on the retail shelves. I mean, they may offer it on the full lineup on their website. You know, if you go to Office Depot, you don't see every Lenovo on the shelf. You see certain ones that Lenovo and Office Depot negotiate to get them on the shelf. You go to Lenovo.com, you see every one. Now, the one on the Office Depot shelves, or the ones on the Office Depot shelves, or the Best Buy shelves, may be pretty good machines, may be pretty bad machines. And so what I do is I kind of just monitor what's available, what's on the shelves, what's available on the website. And what I have seen is I've seen Acer's quality in general drop, and I think a lot of it has to do with price pressure. And I've seen what's on the shelves drop, the apparent quality drop a bunch. Acer still makes some decent machines, but what you see on shelves is not good. If you buy, like one of the things is a great example of this. We don't recommend Chromebooks. But there are Chromebooks that are better than others. Chromebooks that are worse than others.
It's because they're very, you know, obviously they tend to reflect a lot. Light gets in your eye. You can't see the screen very well. Chrome has always caused issues with books like
sparkly.
That.
Sparkly.
Yes. So go with something more satiny or black, because the Chromebooks just really are way, way, way too shiny.
But what happens is, you go shopping and you look for Chromebooks, and if you have the time to do a little test drive, you will be shocked at how bad the Acer is. Now, obviously, it's not just one model that affects the entire Acer sales for the year, but I do think it is indicative. I do think if you are paying attention and you see this stuff, and you see it's sort of a preponderance of evidence. You know, you see more and more of the Acer models, less and less quality, cheaper and cheaper feeling. Prices are not bad, but you know what? At some point, people just don't buy them anymore. I think that's what's happening with Acer. I mean, over 20% reduction in last quarter sales, pretty big. Now, the real story to me, besides Lenovo, you know, nearly 10% up, is Asus. And Asus is the inverse of Acer. More and more, you see what's on the shelf, higher and higher quality. If you have an Asus and an Acer sitting next to each other on the shelf in Best Buy or Office Depot or Staples or wherever you shop, you get an opportunity to feel them. Now, I'm not talking about online stuff. I mean, obviously, it's very difficult to get a feel for look and feel and quality online. You know, if you're buying something on the line, it's online because you have made your decision and have had an opportunity to assess the apparent quality and look and feel, either with a friend's machine or a friend's recommendation, or you've gone to Staples and looked at it and then ordered it online, perhaps. But you put Asus next to Acer, and the Asus is, I won't say they're to the level of Apple for the most part. Apple's very, very high quality, feel, and look, but they're close. They're real close. And not always as inexpensive, of course, as the Acers, but close. I mean, they have done, Asus has done a really good job of kind of hitting the sweet spot between price and quality and feel, look and feel of quality.
You're going to have to be real careful when you're saying those two
Asus
names.
Asus and Acer.
Because it's very similar.
Yes.
Very similar.
Yes. And you can see somebody who's not familiar with it getting them confused. Yes. Dave said to go buy an Acer. They've got great look and feel, almost like an Apple. No, I didn't. I said Asus.
A-S-U-S.
And if you're wondering where that word came from.
Mm-hmm. Let's know. Let's know, Dr. Dave. Tell us now.
Pegasus. The last two syllables of Pegasus. I don't know why.
You mean Asus?
Yes, I don't know why.
Pegasus?
Yeah, I don't know why. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Now, when we're talking about here, when you know Lenovo being at the top, and then HP, and then Dell, and then Acer, and then Asus, we're talking about worldwide sales. Sometimes they are wild. But within the U.S. alone, Lenovo's in fourth place. HP's number one. Dell's number two. Who's number three? Mm-hmm. I gotta scroll down to see. Apple.
Mm.
Yep. Yep. So, and what's interesting about Apple, of course, almost all of their sales are, you know, tablet. Very, very few desktops. Very few laptops as well, but not. I mean, almost as a sales percentage, almost.
Hey, I got a new laptop yesterday.
You got an Elite book.
Yes, I did.
And you're an Elite sort of fella, so that's a good fit.
Yeah, pretty cool. My first laptop ever.
Yeah?
I've never had a laptop before.
Wow.
What year is it?
Welcome to the 21st century.
2014, I figured it's time to do this thing called a laptop.
Yeah.
I'm still not real comfortable with it.
Yeah, you'll probably get a tablet like in 2020.
Maybe.
Get a new tablet.
Maybe. I'm still waiting for them to prove the concept.
Well, by the time you buy a tablet, they'll no longer be tablets. They'll be something else. Well, what'll happen is that there'll be actual watches that are complete machines.
Right.
You know, when you see, have you seen, and this is the kind of thing that drives me nuts. Have you seen the commercial? Phone in one hand.
Why would you use
and the wrist watch on the other? Or no, actually, I think the phone was in the same hand as the wrist watch.
Yes,
turns it over to look at the wrist watch to see what's on the phone.
Yes. What are you doing?
If that doesn't express exactly the stupidity that I think we are getting sold
it's
sometimes.
It's like, wait a minute, buddy. You had it right, and you were looking at it before you turned your hand over.
Yeah.
Are you being more efficient
Thank
by doing
goodness
that?
Goodness, you got that $300
But
watch.
You know why? They had to do that for display purposes. If they,
I know.
If it was in their pocket, they couldn't show it.
I know, but it's just so perfectly...
Goofy?
Well, no, it just... If somebody were to say, Dave, I want to create a commercial that illustrates what you think is so silly, that would be it.
True.
That would be precisely it. It couldn't be expressed.
Wasn't it LeBron James that did that?
I think so. Yeah. And then he dunked. But I just, you know, I'm on the floor at that point, cracking up.
Wow.
1 hour down. Unbelievable. Second hour coming up. We want to invite you to stay tuned. You can join us here live at 866-821-8255. And my live during the show only email, drdavelive@gmail.com. Stay tuned.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.